Welcome to episode 148 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about being obsessed with Jesus. Let's dive in. Well, I can hardly believe that it's already almost 150 episodes. And for those who have been with me this entire journey over the last 3 years, thank you so much for just your continued listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast. I'm actually really excited about where things are heading into the future, but more on that on another day. Well, I was looking back in our archives, and I was noticing that 100 episodes ago, episode number 48, I played an entire sermon by my good friend and mentor, Stephen Manley. And it's probably one of my favorite sermons of all time. It's called Obsessed. And in it, Stephen just talks about this idea of what does it look like to be consumed, overwhelmed, passionate, and obsessed with Jesus. Well, about 10, 15 years ago, some of us at Ellerslie kind of took some old sermons and kind of condensed them down to about a 5-minute enunciation, and we called them Bravehearted Thoughts. Well, one of the messages that we did that with is this message by Stephen called Obsessed. So I just thought it'd be fun since, you know, in celebration of 100 episodes since that one, that we would listen to this short, brave-hearted thought called Obsessed. Now, again, if you'd like to listen to the full sermon, I would highly, highly recommend you to do that. And you can go back to episode number 48 in order to do that. Or you can go to deeperchristian.com/48 for episode 48 and listen to the entire message there. I just want you to hear this passion, this thought of what does it mean to really give Jesus our all? In other words, just as Jesus was fully given to the will of the Father, so too you and I are to be given to the will of Jesus Christ. And in our culture today, you know, we have all these things that we are obsessed with, and yet most of the time it's not about Jesus. See, it's totally normal to scream and to yell at a sports event. But see, to have passion, to have obsession for Jesus, it's like in our culture, it's diminished. It's kind of like, well, why on earth would you be passionate about that? And yet, we were made to be obsessed. In fact, I love this quote by Oswald Chambers. Oswald Chambers said this about this concept of obsession. Are you obsessed by something? You'll probably say no, by nothing. But all of us are obsessed by something. Usually by ourselves, or if we are Christians, by our own experience of the Christian life. But the psalmist says that we are to be obsessed by God, that the abiding awareness of the Christian life is to be God himself, not just thoughts about him. The total being of our life, inside and out, is to be absolutely obsessed by the presence of God. A child's awareness is so absorbed in his mother that although he is not consciously thinking of her, when a problem arises, the abiding relationship is with that of the mother. In the same way, we are to live and move and have our being in God, says Acts 17:28, looking at everything in relation to him, because our abiding awareness of him continually pushes itself to the forefront of our lives. If we are obsessed by God, nothing else can get into our lives, not concerns, not tribulation, not worries. And now we understand why our Lord so emphasized the sin of worrying. How can we dare to be so absolutely unbelieving when God totally surrounds us? To be obsessed by God is to have an effective barricade against all the assaults of the enemy. Unquote. And that comes from Oswald Chambers from Utmost for His Highest on June 2nd. Well, with that just as the kind of the basis or the overarching thought, I want you to listen to this short clip by Stephen's message called Obsessed. Again, my passion, my desire, in fact, the whole reason for this podcast is that you would become obsessed, overwhelmed with Jesus Christ. And the purpose of this podcast that I mentioned at the beginning of every episode is that my desire is that the Deeper Christian Podcast would help you study God's Word and that you'd actually know Jesus intimately and then give you some practical techniques and ideas of how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. Well, without further ado, I'm so excited for you to listen to this clip by Stephen Manley called Obsessed.
Do you understand that in Christianity, the relationship between the Father and Jesus is the pattern for the kind of relationship you and I are to have with Jesus? If you could ever find out what kind of intimacy, what kind of oneness, what kind of flow that Jesus had with his Father, you would know automatically, friend, what kind of intimacy and flow and life you're going to experience 24 hours a day in Jesus. Jesus was all wrapped up in and mastered by. He had this obsession, this driving passion. He was just bugged with the Father's will. His whole life, all his energy, everything he did, where he went, what he said, every attitude, all flowed in one direction, the Father's will. He was obsessed. He says, as I'm mastered by and all wrapped up in and obsessed with the Father and his will, guess what? You're going to be all wrapped up in and mastered by Jesus and his will. As my whole heart beats for the Father, so your whole heart is going to beat for me, as I've got one driving passion, one determining factor, one high priority in my life, Jesus says. So you're going to have one driving passion, one high priority in your life. It's going to be Jesus and his will. Jesus is going to be your life. He's going to be your love. He's going to be your turn on. He's going to be your obsession. He's going to be the talk of your lips. You're going to think about him 24 hours a day. He's going to be intimately involved in everything you do. He's going to determine your evenings. He's going to determine when you get up, when you go to bed. He's going to determine where you go. He's going to determine your attitudes. He's going to be determining your business. He's going to be determining business deals. He's going to have you. He's going to determine how you conduct yourself at the school. Your whole life is going to revolve around and be mastered by Jesus. You're going to be obsessed with Christ. Preacher, there are some other things beside religion, you know. I mean, religion is nice, and Christianity is fine, and Jesus has his place, and certainly we want to keep the church open on Sunday, and I mean, religion is really okay, and it's fine to pray before your meals, and we certainly want to be saved and go to heaven, and but there are other things than religion. You're right. But I'm sorry, friend, we can't call you a Christian. Because I have discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord of all, or he isn't Lord at all. I've come to believe, folks, that he's either your high priority or he's not even in the list. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your turn on or he won't be. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your obsession or he won't be there. I've come to find out, folks, he'll be your love and your loyalty, your number one, your beating heart passion, or he won't be around. I've discovered it's all out for Jesus. My dad taught me well. He said, it doesn't take much of a man to be a Christian, just takes all there is of him. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to take all your time and all your energy and all your money, and you're going to have your whole life revolving around and dictated to by. You're going to have to be obsessed and turned on with. He will be Lord of all. Or just don't count on going when he comes. Now you see, we're not talking about super Christian over against lesser Christian. We're not talking about super saint over against lesser saint. We're talking about the bare minimum of getting in. You note around here, we don't talk about lukewarm Christians, kind of Christians, maybe Christians, hope they're Christians. We don't talk about that at all because, folks, there isn't such a thing as a lukewarm Christian. They don't exist. That's like talking about dry water. There's no such thing as half Christian. You're either all out for Jesus. Well, preacher, I'm trying to be. Do you go up to an elephant, whack him on the trunk and say, are you an elephant? Well, he says, I'm trying to be. You don't try to be an elephant. You either are or you aren't. And there's only one standard for Christianity, folks, and that is all out for Jesus. I want to ask you, friend, when are you going to go all out for Jesus? When's he going to become your love? When's he going to be your turn on? When's he going to become your delight? Well, what does he demand out of you? All out for Jesus. Number one, turn on obsession, passion, burning from the heart. Can I ask you, friend, when are you going to pull out all the stops and just begin to burn for Jesus? When's he going to be your love? When is he going to be your delight? When is he going to be the excitement of your being? When is he just going to be your living experience? When are you going to go all out for Christ? You know whether Jesus is your love. You know whether he's your turn on. You know whether he's your excitement. You know whether he's your life. You know whether he's a hobby that you have. You know whether he's the God you come to on Sunday morning and tip your hat to the God to check in down at the church house. You know, friend, whether he's an overcoat that you put on in the winter and take off in the summer. You know whether he's your life. And I'm trying to tell you, friend, you're damned until he's your life. You're not gonna make it. There aren't degrees in Christianity. It's either all out for Jesus or it isn't. The issue's not good and bad. Everybody here is good. The issue is, he's not been all.
Well, thank you again for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/148 for episode 148. Now, on the show notes, there's actually a video version of what you just listened to, as well as a link to listen to the full-length message called Obsessed. Well, until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.